The 6th Annual Bessie Smith Heritage Festival will be held Saturday and Sunday, August 10th and 11th, at the Bessie Smith Cultural Center on Martin Luther King Boulevard. I spoke with the president of the Bessie Smith Cultural Center, Rose Martin. The Bessie Smith Heritage Festival is not only a celebration of music, but it is also a celebration of culture.
It's the event that we utilize to celebrate the genres that derived, of course, from Americans. True indigenous music forms, jazz, blues. And so we celebrate all those genres. And we also celebrate the culture because we have ethnic food where people can partake of that. And of course, within the cultural center, since it's inside, we have lots of visual arts, cultural arts exhibits.
Now, when you say ethnic food, you mean soul food?
Soul food, yes. Definitely soul food. It's a little bit different since we're inside. So we have a specific vendor. When we were outside, we had lots of vendors, but due to the change in the format of being indoors, we have Cafe Lamont, who will be doing all the food, and their food is really good, and I'm looking forward to eating.
The Bessie Smith Cultural Center itself has a room with a stage for bands and performance.
Right.
It also has a bar.
It does have a bar. Basically, when the building, the Heritage Center, it was called initially when it was developed. It was built and designed with the intent of celebrating African-American culture, the music, the history, the art. The performance hall has a stage, it has a bar, and basically it's designed for live entertainment.
And you also have the museum there that displays a lot of historical artifacts related to Bessie Smith, as well as the work of African-American artists.
We do. We have the exhibit that is dedicated to Bessie Smith. We have other exhibits. A part of her exhibit has her relationship with other African-American performing artists during her time frame. And also within the museum, we have a permanent collection that's dedicated to Chattanooga's African-American history. And we have a gallery that we rotate with African-American visual artists or sometimes history exhibits that are traveling, like from the Smithsonian or other nationally recognized exhibits.
How many people can the performance hall and basically this heritage festival accommodate?
It depends on the seating capacity, the way we have it set up. This time we have it set up so we can accommodate 300, basically. And that's because we put out tables with chairs. We have tables and chairs set up because people will reserve an entire table. And then we will have some auditorium style seating, which means it's just, you know, a row of chairs together. And some people, you know, will do that, but probably the majority will want to have reserved seats at a table.
So the Heritage Festival itself, Saturday, August 10th and Sunday, August 11th, you have to be a ticket holder to get into the festival, and there will be a limit on tickets.
Right. You have to be a ticket holder, and we encourage people to buy their tickets in advance for two reasons. If you buy your ticket in advance, if you are an individual ticket holder, the advance price is $35. That's just for the chair. Now, if you want reserved seating, we encourage you to do that because we have limited numbers of tables available for reserved seating, and it's just always good to be able to have your tickets and come in and, you know, take your seat and not have to stand in line.
Does that ticket cover both days of the festival?
No, it's per day. On the first day, we have the performances. Of course, on each day, we have like 4 to 5 artists performing. The first day, we have the neo-soul artists, and that includes Tawana Shante, Alameda Faison, nationally recognized artists, Stokely Williams of Mint Condition, and Kindred, the Family Soul, which is a nationally recognized neo-soul act as well. And our local artist, Kofi from Ojaya, he will be performing. So you get all that for $35 if you do the general admission. And if you do the reserved seating, it's a little bit more, but it's more convenient. The second day, we have the same thing. It's a separate admission. And we have jazz. We're celebrating basically nationally recognize regional jazz artists, which means that they will live basically somewhere in the Southeast, like Birmingham, Atlanta, Nashville, New Orleans. And we also have a special performance by Alameda Faison, who's really from New York. And I think the other part that is so good about this event is that all of these artists, basically, they're performing their own material. These are original compositions that have been recorded, which makes it a little bit different just because it's not like a lot of cover tunes.
What time does this start?
On Saturday, it starts at 7. The doors open at 6. And on Sunday, we start a little bit earlier. The doors open at 5 and the performance starts at 6. Because on Sunday, we want people to be able to enjoy the performance and still get home at a reasonable time. So it ends a bit earlier.
Does a ticket to the festival include an opportunity to tour the museum?
Well, no, that's a good question. We don't have it staffed to do that, but I think if somebody wants to tour the museum, we could accommodate them. And that's something that I think would probably be good to try to get some volunteers intact so they could actually do a tour, because sometimes you have guests who will come to the performance hall side who never make it over to the museum gallery side.
If you want to purchase advance tickets, how do you get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with us two ways. You can call the Bessie Smith Cultural Center at 423-266-8658. You can visit the Bessie Smith Heritage Festival website. You can buy tickets online through Eventbrite, or you can go to Bessie Smith Cultural Center website and do the same thing. But if you have any questions, call us and we will be happy to assist you. We will have some merchandising vendors. They will be set up in the atrium, and they will have handmade items, and some will have handmade jewelry. So I think there's an opportunity also to look at some unique jewelry and other kinds of art that are made by the particular vendors.
Now, are these artisans in the community?
Yes, they are. I think most of them are like local from Chattanooga, maybe a couple from out of town.
Are you about sold out now?
I have a bit more selling to do, but the last couple of days, the tickets started selling really fast. We have probably half of the participants from the region, people from Atlanta or Nashville, who come, and they, you know, come to Chattanooga for the weekend, and they spend the weekend here, actually get a hotel, and they just enjoy it because it's so much cheaper than anything that they can do in their cities.
The Bessie Smith Heritage Festival is Saturday, August 10th, starting at 7 p.m. for an evening of neo-soul, and then again on Sunday, August 11th, at 6 p.m. featuring jazz musicians. The festival is indoors this year at the Bessie Smith Cultural Center with limited seating available. Tickets may be purchased online at www.bessiesmithheritagefestival.com or at the Bessie Smith Cultural Center. Call 423-266-8658 for more information. That's 266-8658. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.